Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Professor of Political Science Mark Poplawski. He teaches a fascinating course that you're going to want to know about if you care about politics. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, James Smack, Randy Thompson, Connie McMullen, and Greg Crawford. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Mark Poplawski. He's professor of political science of the College of Southern Nevada. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
My pleasure.
You have just gone on a trip back to Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago for the inaugural. Tell us about it and who you took with you and what you saw.
Well, we have 13 students who went back to Washington, D.C. for 10 days. We try to do that every January, and this year, of course, it included the inaugural activities. Not only did we see the sites in Washington, the monuments, the museums, the memorials, we watched on Capitol Hill as Congress voted on the Hurricane Sandy relief bill. We watched as the Supreme Court argued a case, and I actually watched Justice Clarence Thomas speak, which is something that hasn't happened in 7 years.
Unbelievable, yes.
Yes, just for us. We got to watch inaugural activities, parade. We got some great seats right in front of the president speaking. Students got the trip of a lifetime. They saw their government in action and watched an historic event at the same time.
And what did they think of their government in action?
While they each had their own perspective on liberal or conservative, they were quite awestruck by how large it is, how committed the people are that work there, and how much they're just like you and I. Each of them with the ability to be involved in the process, which from 2,500 miles away, most of us don't look at our government that way.
And I was going to say that really the difference between watching this on TV versus being there.
Mm-hmm.
So what were their responses?
For most Americans, Washington, D.C. to them is like a big ogre sitting on a hill, Shrek, far away. And they have no experience or no relative.
I've never heard the government refer to as Shrek, far away. I like that.
But people have no perspective that they just think the government is the bad, the evil force, Darth Vader. unless, of course, they're getting grants, then they love the government. But when you come to realize that it's many, many agencies, departments, bureaus with thousands of everyday Americans who are trying to activate and make policy happen that somehow is supposed to be helping other Americans, you begin to realize that, you know, it's not so bad. It's about us. And I try to encourage the students to remember that it is all about we, the people. And that's what our government is supposed to be about.
It's interesting because obviously you have a whole different perspective when you're actually there. What kind of assistance do you get from the congressional staffs to help put this together?
Well, to put it together, it just logistically, we plan on when we're going to go, and then I communicate with various staff members. We get Capitol tours. We oftentimes line up White House tours. They will help us get tickets to various museums that are normally busy. Sometimes we will meet, as we did this time. We met with Congresswoman Dina Titus. We met with Senator Dean Heller. And they're very gracious and generous with their time, half an hour, 45 minutes, when lobbyists can't even get 15 minutes. These representatives understand that we are their constituents, and we and those we know will be voting for or against them in years to come. So they take the time to share their experiences with us. And the staffers are so generous and always willing to help at the last minute. I'd say, can I add two more? Can I add four more? Sure. And they take care of it.
And what have been the results of these trips in terms of your students going forward and getting involved in political careers?
Well, it's amazing how many have seen this as an opportunity to change their focus. Students who are business majors, medical majors, undecided majors, who change their focus to government, policy, political science. I've had staffers work on the Hill for Senator John Ensign, for Senator Reid, for Congressman Porter. I still have one young lady working in Senator Reid's office. She's been with him for 5 years now, working in the majority leader's office. I've had other students who work on political campaigns, not only locally, but regionally. One of my I can't call him a favorite, but one of my earliest students worked in the Romney campaign 4 years ago, and this year he ended up being the statewide director of the Romney campaign for all the state of Utah.
So that's a pretty impressive lineup. Okay, you're getting into an area that really kind of surprises me, and I want to talk to you about it, but we'll take a break. More with Mark Perkowski when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Attention antidepressant users. The FDA has associated the use of certain antidepressants with birth defects.
If you took Celexa, Lexapro, Paxil, Effexor, Zoloft, Prozac, or Prestique and had a child born with a serious birth defect, call the Rely On Group now.
Do not delay. There are time deadlines to file a claim.
There is absolutely no risk on your part. You don't owe us a penny unless we are successful.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mark Poklowski of the College of Southern Nevada. And we talked earlier in the segment about, you know, taking all these students back to Washington, D.C. to see the real thing, and how impressive it is when you actually go back there. But one of the things that's been irritating you over the years, I understand, is the idea that, and people have said this to me before, that Nevada in some ways is politically naive. And, you know, a lot of times we'll see campaigns, for example, we saw the Shelley Berkeley campaign was run by an out-of-state group. We saw the Sheila Lustig campaign run by an out-of-state group. This has been irking you.
It has. For the last 8 years, I've been working on putting together a program at CSN where we could teach students practical political skills. You see, there are thousands of jobs every year, not only in Las Vegas, but throughout America, for people who have skills in political management, both campaign management and working for political officials. Every year, dozens of political operatives or field operators parachute into Nevada. That's the term we use for outsiders who come in to manage races. And many of them stay here. You look at some of the most well-known people like Ryan Irwin and Mike Slanker and others who parachute in. A bunch came from Ohio in the late 90s. And they came here and they stayed. But there's still a huge demand for people to manage, direct, and handle all the skills of political campaigning. And there hasn't been any training for that here in Nevada. And so we are trying to right now create a program, and it'll go in front of the regents this semester for a vote to approve their certificate program at CSN so students can actually complete the program, get a certificate, and be ready to enter the job market the moment they have it.
I asked a state legislator several years ago who was also a teacher, taught political science, whether he told his students the truth about the way the system works or whether he gave them a nicer version of the way the system works. And he said, well, a nicer version. These were high school kids. He said, I don't want them to really know how ugly this can get. That's one of the things that you're going to have to deal with in putting together a program like that, is how do you divide this up? Do you just teach a sanitized version, or do you tell them how ugly, dirty, and nasty politics can really be?
Well, it's funny you should mention that, because there's three aspects to that. First, we require students to do an internship. They're going to have to do 3 or 4 months out there in the public or private sector to get a handle on what it's really like, to see if it's for them. Secondly, in the classroom, we teach them the pros and cons, what's good and what's bad. And third, we actually put them in working situations where they try their skills. For example, I had students last year in a campaign management class split up into groups to put forth bids to manage the Romney race, the Ron Paul race, or the Obama race for Nevada if they were a campaign agency and wanted to take over the contract. And they had to dig into all the aspects, the budgeting, the volunteerism, the coalition alignment, the party recognition, and the party coordination. And they discover very quickly that it is an extremely complicated dance. It's not just one manager, one candidate, and let's go have a press conference.
Now, do you have a class on character assassination?
No, I don't. I teach them, though, that...
I'm not being mean to you, but I mean, you know, if you're going to have a class like this, I mean, that's part of the life of politics, defining candidacies. You know, how in the last two election cycles you saw Senator Reid's campaign and the Obama campaign define their opposition before the opposition had a chance to define themselves, which meant that they spent the next several months fighting that definition instead of being able to run their own campaign.
Well, one of the things that we highlight aggressively when we talk about campaign management is determining before you get into races how you will be as a manager. Will you handle a race where mud is thrown? Will you get into character assassination, or will you set the parameters for your management with your client? You say, look, I will manage your campaign, but I will not do this, this, and this. And I tell them stories from people who have made decision one way or another. They've either regretted it, they've enjoyed it, but I also bring in lots of guest speakers, people who play the game, who've been bruised, some have won, some have lost, but they share their experiences with them, and they are very candid about it. That's the most wonderful thing, is that we have so many people in our community who are willing to be honest and forthright about it and not just sugarcoat it.
Well, one of the interesting things is, you know, how much money in Nevada, being a battleground state, was spent here, both in Las Vegas and Reno, and you know, it became noise. I mean, people were using their fast forward to get through the commercials as quickly as they could. Do you think that we have dumbed down the political campaigns to where we're only appealing to the stupid people that can't afford the DVR and so are forced to listen to these incessant campaign commercials?
I don't know if we can call it dumbing down, but it's about marketing, and you have to understand your market. Nevada is different from the other 49 states. Nevada is a very different and unique political animal from anywhere else in this nation. And anybody who plays the game here has to understand it's a totally different audience. Where else do you live in a community where people revel in betting on pro sports, but they'll never go to the event? We have fair weather fans. We have people who turn on you a second. We have people who don't even know who they voted for 3 weeks after an election. We have a very, very shallow political base as a state.
That's an interesting comment. I mean, you know, as I said earlier, people have referred to this as naive in terms of its politics, but a shallow base. How do you change that? How do you change the tone of the advertising to where you're really getting message across as against slogans and meanness?
One thing I've tried to do with political candidates that I've managed is I tell them that the best thing they can do in a campaign is to spend money early to establish their position and their credentials. If you set the bar high and say, this is who I am, that then challenges the opponent to first reach your level and then surpass it. But if you wait for them to attack you, they start by attacking you. It starts you down in the gutter, and you have to climb up from there. And I think that if we get more and more people on my side of the perspective in political management, telling the candidates, first give the people something they're willing to listen to, instead of hitting with negatives all the time, and the people will be more loyal and favorable to you in the future.
Fascinating stuff. You're a good guest, man. Come back again, will you?
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. Mark Poplawski here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this time.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Why are you still sitting on that couch? You know you could be out there cooking for a living. You speak food. That's why you got to call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll help get you out there with training in less time than you think. Sounds good, right? So grab your phone right now and call Le Cordon Bleu. They'll send you a complimentary career guide so you can see what it's really like to work in the culinary arts.
Call 800-817-5790 or text GOLCB68 to 94576. Call or text now.
Did you call yet?
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home.
Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our community safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
To be like this, you can do better.
Big things better.
Brand new shoes better.
No more bus better.
You've got a good head on your shoulders, and there's a career out there
just waiting for someone like you.
Took the words right out of my beak.
And how do you make it happen?
With an education from
Carrington College. Hands-on training, great instructors.
Carrington can really help you stretch your wings.
Yeah, but she doesn't have wings.
It's an expression.
I knew that.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here. He's the Republican Party Vice Chairman. Connie McMullen is publisher of Senior Spectrum Magazine. And Greg Crawford is co-manager of Alliance Trust Company. An interesting group to have as we're taping this. It's day two of the legislative session along here with Randy Thompson. And I want to get your perspectives. Yours from a financial perspective, Greg. What do you want to see come out of this legislative session?
Well, there's obviously the long-term economic development of Nevada is a critical component, I think, of the upcoming legislature.
Is that moving in the right direction as far as you're concerned?
Largely. Some of the development efforts that the state has initiated, we saw the first investment in Miller Hyman earlier this week from the State Development Fund. Some of those steps will take time to yield fruit, but they're steps in the right direction.
Connie, your audience is seniors, and you know we're going to see this huge expansion of Medicaid. What other things are you looking at from this session?
Well, Medicaid is just a portion of it. The divisions of children, people with disabilities, and aging now are all merging into one division, and they're doing it all at once. I'm looking for that to be done in an incremental way with some strategic planning going on so seniors don't get lost in the mix. We saw a presentation done on the budget, the first introduction to the money committees, and I didn't hear a whole lot of seniors there. And we are a very strong, growing population with a lot of needs that Medicaid expansion will not cover seniors. And so I'm looking at more caseload growth coverage in line with demographic growth. And I would like to see less of a wait list for services, which we do have right now.
And obviously from your comments, and you want to see more seniors actually showing up in the building.
That's right. That's right. And I want to see more focus to them. I don't want them to get lost. Now we're covering, the whole division is covering children cradle from the grave. And children are a big demand. And they've been largely ignored from education all the way across the spectrum. And I don't want to see a very critical component in the aging group be lost.
James, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are is that I want to make sure that we're protecting our taxpayers in the state of Nevada. I want to make sure that I'll be honest.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't want to see a bunch of massive tax increases come out of this legislative session. Honestly speaking, I don't want to see a bunch of new laws come out of this legislative session. I'm concerned about gun control issues. I'm concerned about different laws that may water down our Second Amendment rights. So there's certainly some things that I'm keeping an eye on a legislative session. To be honest with you, a legislative session that does little, I think, is a good thing. So I don't really want to see an awful lot of new laws and new stuff coming out of this legislative session. I'd just like to see them get their budget done and do as little as possible to water down the laws that we already have.
I was encouraged by both Mo Dennis and Marilyn Kirkpatrick's speeches, the new speakers of the Assembly and Senate, talking about looking at our tax structure. It's one thing to talk about taxes, but until we really sit down and look at the past 40 years of studies that we've continued to put on a shelf and ignore on how we should broaden our base and lower the rates, I really would like to see a good discussion on our tax policy, as well as real reform, real education reform, real NRS 288, which is the collective bargaining reform. Construction defect is a huge issue for this state.
Do you think that that's going to go anywhere with the control that the Democrats have in both houses?
If the Democrats ignore the 4 deaths, the 26 indictments, and the millions of dollars that were lost to homeowners in Las Vegas over this past year, 2 years, they are doing this state a big injustice. They have got to recognize that the construction defect bill is the law is so bad that it's forcing companies to close, and it caused 4 people to kill themselves. This is serious. It's devastating insurance. It's devastating home builders. It's going down. It's causing people who put in windows to close up their business. It's got guys who move dirt don't want to build a home anymore. So you're raising the price of homes, and you're just causing it's just hurting this industry on such a broad scale.
Another issue that's huge is prevailing wage and the cost that puts onto the taxpayer. Your thoughts on that?
Well, the prevailing wage issue is an interesting one, but it does clearly raise the cost of doing business for a whole wide variety of businesses.
Sure.
And I'm not sure the local state-level economy is healthy enough right now to absorb that.
So would you like to see more private businesses doing the work and not coming under that prevailing wage law? Because there's been instances in the state where people have built roads to NDOT standards, donated the roads to the state, but the cost of those roads has been significantly lower than if it had been built otherwise.
Correct.
Well, if you look at Clark County testified last session that they could build 4 schools for the price of 3 if they had not had to pay prevailing wage at the county level. So a living wage and a working wage and prevailing wage are very different things. $70 an hour versus $20 an hour is a big difference.
Connie, when you look at the teachers and the AFL-CIO's push for the margins tax, how do you feel about that versus the needs of your group?
Well, they have a need. I don't think the legislature is going to take a crack at it. I think it will go before the voter.
Do you think that they'll write their own version of it so that it'll be a competing bill?
I think the speaker will try. I listened to her speech yesterday. It was very solid. I think she has a very clear set mission that she has in her own mind where she would like to go. As far as the teacher's initiative, I think it will be going before the voter, and it might stand a better chance than the senior initiative did because of the way the senior initiative was written, and it applied to more than one group of people. This the teachers, I think, have a very clear vision on what they would like to see as far as education.
Margins tax raising about $800 million. That's where we're going to leave it. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers. Thank you all right after this timeout.
Owned by Nevadans, serving Nevadans. We are Nevada's Information Network.
Why are people smiling all over the city of Reno? It's because they've discovered Absolute Dental's affordable quality. Absolute Dental will help you and your family get the whiter, straighter, and healthier smiles you've all been looking for. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable so you'll never have to put off taking care of your teeth again. Now that's something to smile about. Just go to any Absolute Dental location right now or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
Have you been injured in an auto accident? I'm Angela Bolentini. Call a qualified local attorney for an appointment. Make sure the attorney you see on TV will handle your case from start to finish. Call me for a free in-person consultation.
Listen to our sports partner, the new ESPN Radio 94.5 FM.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On our next broadcast, you've heard all about fracking. Now fracking's coming to the Silver State. We'll talk to Jeff Schwartz of Noble Energy, the company that's doing that, on our next broadcast.